Well, we're going to go to the weather forecast right now, and I'm going to hold up something for you folks to see out there, and that is a look at our radar. And if you look at the radar that I'm putting up on our screen, you'll see where the little blue circle is where we are, and you'll see all the rain that is about to be on us or is on us. And is coming our way. Let's see if we can get it out of here quick enough. We bring in the guy with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to Marshall and everybody. That precipitation will not kick on out of here until around lunchtime.
Okay.
So what will happen is the showers will move out as summer moves in. Summer comes in at 11:54. Interestingly enough, you know, that's when the sun, of course, is passing north of the equator on its way north.
Yeah.
And even though it is the warmest of our four seasons, the sun is actually, or the angle of the sun is closer to the earth in the wintertime than it is in the summertime, but it's the angle that's different. Yeah. So that is, you know, it's more direct in the summertime. And of course, today is the longest day of the year. So showers will give way to partly sunny with a dry wind this afternoon. In the low 80s, it'll be a clear, cool night tonight, 50 to 55. Sunny, pleasantly warm, but windy on Saturday, low 80s. Mid-80s sunshine on Sunday, mid-80s and sunny on Monday. We'll have showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. And next week, considerably warmer than this week and considerably brighter than this week.
Well, there's two good things that are in your forecast. First of all, tonight we do our first of our every opening night at the Sharon Playhouse. We broadcast live from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock on Facebook Live, and also filing reports on the Robin Hood Radio Network. And tonight we'll be there from 6 to 8, the opening night of Crazy for You. And so it looks like it's going to be nice weather for us for that. And tomorrow, big fundraiser for the Salisbury Ambulance Squad and for the Jane Lloyd Fund. And that is the Salisbury Cricket Club. 22 guys will be out there playing cricket. No admission. You come make a donation. There's the cricket matches. There's instruction. There's lots of things for families and kids to do. And it all goes in between 10 and 4 at Community Field in Lakeville. And to do this so they can play cricket, Pat, they Bernie Metcalf brings in his biggest asphalt roller, and they push that field down so it's nice and tight, and so it makes for you can have a cricket match on it. So a lot of people help out to make this happen, and the money, most of the money that's raised, it's about 50-50, I guess, from the people that come to watch it. But every one of those cricket members, and they're from all over the country, and some of them from foreign countries, when they come, they donate a lot of their out of their own pocket also for the charity. So tonight and tomorrow night, tonight and tomorrow during the day, we're going to be busy, and it looks like the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yep, no doubt about it. You know, I definitely see a changing pattern next week, so that's a good thing. And, you know, all is well that ends well. Right. And let's see. I did get to my yoga class yesterday, so that was nice because I don't have a car, so I had to borrow a car. You know, my car's still in the body shop.
They didn't give you a loaner?
It's not covered on the insurance.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
Nope. It's not covered. So,
yeah, but you're Pat Pagano. You should demand it. You're Pat Pagano, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, right. that doesn't hold weight when it comes to money, that's for sure. I spoke to them on Wednesday, and they said that, you know, there was a slight possibility he would be ready today, but more likely next week. So that's the end of that. So
how do you get up to the lake then?
I'm going to borrow a car. Oh,
okay.
You know, I won't be able to bring as much stuff, but I will. And they're doing the work right now. They started the work of moving the screen door from the one neighbor's side to the other side. Mm-hmm. So they're working on that. So we're getting that done. And then I said to the guy, Neil, who's also our contractor for this house, huh? I said, Neil, how much would it cost me to re-side the cabin? Now, I always have an ulterior motive.
Yeah. So
why am I re-siding the cabin? Well, first of all, the vinyl siding that's on the cabin has got to be at least 20 years old.
Yeah,
it's gray.
Yeah.
It's in fairly good shape, you know. So it would be nice to change the color, but I'm thinking along the lines, Marshall, if they take the siding off, I could make sure that they plug up.
All the holes, yeah.
You got it. And I would also tell them, you know, around the bottom of the cabin, because it's above ground, to put like, get a tin, a roll of tin, and coat it all around the bottom before you put the siding so that mice cannot, or chipmunks, cannot get through to the cracks there on the bottom. So he wants, I forget what the size of the cabin is. It's not big. You saw a picture of it.
Yeah.
He wants to remove the old and dispose of it and buy and install the new, including gutters and the whole bed. He wants $3,400.
I think that sounds reasonable.
I thought it was very reasonable. So I may go with that. And that's really about it. My friend David and I are going to hook up the projector at the studio this weekend. He belongs to a community. It's like a townhouse community.
Yeah.
And they had their own projector and screen. Well, they bought a brand new projector, but the one that they have is, you know, super, super good. So he said, how about I give it, you know, to the studio? I said, just do me a favor, David. I don't want you to use the word give because I don't want the association taking it. I said, for now, you're lending it. So we're going to install that with the surround sound tomorrow so that if anybody would like to use the studio to see a movie on a rainy Saturday or rainy Sunday or at night, a Saturday night, all I have to do is schedule it with the board and they can go and see a nice movie.
All right. Hey, you could do theme nights. You could do beach nights. You could do a dance nights, musical nights. You could do porn nights.
No. Porn nights. No, but that's a good idea with theme. You know, we could do like a Frankie Avalon and Annette beach party movie. Remember all those quacky movies that made such a big hit? Now when I watch them, I just shake my head and say, oh, my God.
I still think if you do a theme night, you should open it up with Creature from the Black Lagoon.
There has been the guy, Emmett, who he played in, I'm trying to think who he played. He played the butler in La Cage Folle.
Yeah.
Emmett has been saying for the last 20 years, we should be doing the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
You can rent that costume, by the way. The costume is available to rent.
And he come right out of the lake, right?
Yeah. I think it'd be funny. I think it would be hilarious. I think it'd be hilarious.
That's a thought.
And film it in black and white.
Right. That's not a problem. Yeah. This year it's already, you know, a done thing. But hush, hush. But maybe next year, Creature from the Black Lagoon would be a good idea.
And you could also show it on Halloween.
Yeah, I'll be home on Halloween.
Oh. Well, you have somebody on the show. That's right. Handing out candy.
Right.
So now you're taking Monday off because you got to give what's-his-name a chance to earn some money. Well,
why don't I just pay him and I work? I knew you were going to say that. Thanks, you're all hard.
just give him the money. Here.
The only thing that I like about it, is I get to sleep a little bit later.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
people don't realize, like on Saturdays and Sundays, I get to sleep to 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
And that's 3 hours extra sleep.
You gotta be kidding me.
It
makes the world of a difference. And again, folks, remember, even if I'm off on a weekday, on a Monday, I'm in the weather center by about 2:30, and I work from 2:30 till about 6 to prepare everything for the show on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, well, I want you to have a good weekend and Monday, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
All right, sounds good. You have a good one too, Marshall. Enjoy.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.